WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump set to nominate Pam Bondi to lead the Justice Department now that his first choice for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, has pulled his name from consideration. Bondi is the former Florida Attorney General and has been a longtime member of Donald Trump's inner circle. Powerful weather on either side of the country.
Millions on alert for flash floods as a powerful storm soaks the West Coast and much-needed rain in the Northeast. In Northern California, homes flooded, cars submerged as torrential rains dumped more than 17 inches.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Santa Rosa, California. A vote set for today in Texas over whether the Bible should be taught in public schools. It wouldn't be required, but districts that choose to include it in their curriculum could get more state funding. The UN warning of a stark increase in the number of Palestinians suffering from severe hunger in Gaza. In the North, aid groups say a full-blown famine is likely underway. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A disturbing situation on a flight from Milwaukee to Dallas Wednesday when a Canadian man allegedly tried to open the jet's main cabin door. Passengers subdued the man by tackling and pinning him down and taping his hands and feet. When the plane landed safely in Dallas, the man was taken into custody. A Milwaukee woman faces charges after a 3-year-old accidentally shot himself. A criminal complaint states the boy shot himself in the leg Sunday night with a handgun that 28-year-old Markeisha Smith left on a couch in her apartment. Smith was charged in court on Wednesday with neglecting a child. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says that he and his staff are working directly with students to discuss school safety. Call said in Wausau Thursday that improvements like buzz-in systems and secure entries being made to local schools are helping students feel more secure. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping into the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:03 on Friday morning. You know, we're approaching perfection. It's Friday morning. The weekend is almost here.
Today's the day.
What? What are you talking about?
Today's Friday.
That day is today.
All right. Are you ready to put on a show?
We've been working on it all week.
Well, it must be something. It
must be something. Approaching perfection.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I think you're gonna dig it.
Get ready.
You ready for what now?
All right, start the show.
Starting now.
90s, and more. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:11 a.m. Poison, nothing but a good time. And that song seems so appropriate for a Friday. We'll take a quick look at that forecast. Today, cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows will be in the 20s to near 30. Saturday's a day we're all wondering about. It'll be mostly cloudy. With temps in the low 40s, it's going to be a perfect weekend for a parade. Emily, how are you doing on your Friday?
Super good, Dave. Happy Friday to you. I am so excited about all this stuff. It starts today. We've been looking forward to this for weeks. I mean, really, right? We've been looking forward to right now. So I am so excited. Happy Friday to all of you out there, and happy big celebration weekend for downtown Baraboo.
There is so much going on this weekend in the Baraboo, Portage, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie areas. A lot of craft fairs and that type of thing. I can't even name them all. So that is going on this weekend. It's opening weekend for deer hunting, wine walking downtown Baraboo. We have the Christmas market, 2 to 6 p.m. on Oak Street in Baraboo. Parade. I mean, so many things going on. And I don't want to forget to tell people to text us, 608-355-9970, or use a free Civic Media app if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, or know someone that is today or this weekend. We'll talk about those at 740. Also, you can text in Christmas card to get a Max FM Christmas card mailed to you in December. We need you to text in Christmas card with your name and address. We will hook you up with those because, Emily, you and I have a photo shoot on Monday morning.
I know. I'm so excited. It just like kind of is another additional thing we have in this like roller coaster of a weekend. Like we roll right from today's remote. Remember, everybody come out to Backrup Baraboo Motors from 11 to 1. Dave and I will be there. There'll also be a big truck there to fill for people in need this season. I packed up a bag this morning of things to bring. You know, there's a list of things, but I think pretty much non-perishable food items all are welcome. But the needed items include canned soup, canned chicken, tuna, mac and cheese, applesauce pouches, boxed meals, Jell-O pudding cups, peanut butter and jelly. Again, come out and help us at 11 to 1 today. Shake some hands, get some pictures, get some stickers, 99.7 max, tchotchkes, like stickers and cool stuff. But we are also out there to help Pathway Home of Southern Wisconsin fill the truck for people in need this season. So that's going to be really exciting and feel really good. So that's another thing on our list that's happening today. And then we're going to roll right into the wine walk this evening. Tomorrow, like Dave said, we've got the Christmas market where all the businesses on the square downtown in Baraboo are going to be having specials, and they're going to get the holiday season rolling with some really cool holiday wares. And then also, of course, the parade. I saw the tree. It looks beautiful. I'm so excited.
It looks so beautiful downtown. And while we're talking about the Backrup Baraboo Motors, again, Emily and I will be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I have in my hands Chula Vista Water Park passes. If you make a donation, I will hand you a pair of those today. We want to fill the truck. I also have a couple of Civic Media t-shirts. And make sure to bring your smartphone with you because we will be giving away a couple of t-shirts today as well. And there will be some fun things that we're doing with that. So stop by, see us 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Backrup Baraboo Motors. You can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or my personal Facebook page. We have the list of things that are needed today. Bring those out. We want to fill the truck. I was shopping late last night to get a couple of items, and I decided just to get one of those nice reusable grocery bags because I knew the store bags were going to break. So it's going to be a great day to stop out and say hi to us. You can have your picture taken with us. We'll even autograph if you want. I have to find the markers today. They hide those on me. They don't want me messing around and playing pranks on our
coworkers. No Sharpies for Dave.
Well, hide the Sharpies from Dave. I've always said that if people fall asleep in the studio or in the office, I'm going to find them with my Sharpie. And I think they hit all the Sharpies on me. I'm not sure why they would do that, but stop out.
I thought it was because maybe you were going to like be taking notes about your crazy schedule and it was going to bleed through to the desk or something. You're actually talking about Sharpieing someone's face in a studio? Dave, okay, we're going to pretend
I would never do that. Just kidding. In case the bosses are listening, I would never do that or even worse at HR. I'm always on my best behavior.
That's like you just did one of those quick little like super speed up little disclaimers like they do when they're when they're advertising like big pharma on the television. Like you just did all of that to make sure that HR and the bosses were like, oh no, Dave would never do this. Dave would never do this. I love it. But you know what? Here's the deal. I told Dave he likes to think he's like a super prankster and that everyone's doing that. And like here I am on the innocent end of that. I told him it'll sneak up on him when he's least aware.
Yeah, just remember that is a two-way
saying,
street.
You should be very scared.
I know where you work. Just all I will say is I was the last one in the building last night as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be the first one there today. So we'll just see how this is going to go. We're going to see how this is going to go.
I don't know that you'll be the first one there today.
Oh, no?
I'm on the move today, so we are moving and we're schmoving right along today.
We're schmoving. Oh my gosh, we are. So, I was gonna say we're moving and shaking, but I think that's what schmoving is moving and shaking. When you're out there being a mover and a shaker, you're a schmover. I think it's great.
Yes.
I think we just actually did a dictionary definition, so we need to call all the places, Reddit, all the things, you know.
Yes,
the old school encyclopedia. Let's just call them all and tell them we've got the definition down.
Schmoving with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Technically, it's schmoving, and it's actually more music with Dave and Emily. So at some point, we need to stop talking to play some music. But we just want to make sure to remind you guys out there in the community, just so much fun stuff happening. I was told by, our little birdie Seth that there is upwards of 580 wine walk tickets sold. So there's just going to be so many people out and about tonight. I cannot wait. It's going to be just a community celebration of happiness and joy, right? And it's going to be evening, Friday night, so pour a little wine on it and people are going to even be, pinker in the cheek. So what? It's going to be fun.
It will be a lot of fun. And, I know that Seth has been running around sweating his head off last night, because I saw him actually last night as I was running into the studios at 3rd and Oak last night. That guy has been running around. I know he's having a ball with everything that's going on as well. And we appreciate everything that he's been doing. So as we talked about, the Wine Walk is tonight in downtown Baraboo. That is happening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you are out and about in downtown Baraboo, there's going to be over 500 plus people in downtown Baraboo. Please, please, please pay attention while you're out and about. Also, if you're participating in the Wine Walk, if you feel that you may have had one or two too many, please consider a safe ride home. We have things like bar buddies, get a friend to give you a ride home. Please be careful tonight. We want everyone to have fun, because tonight is just the beginning of all the fun in downtown Baraboo. Tomorrow, yes. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Christmas market in downtown Baraboo. That'll be right out in front of the Great Day Max FM studio building. 3rd and Oak will be out and about a little bit, and you'll see all the fun things happening on Oak Street. It is going to be such a great weekend in downtown Baraboo. We know the food vendors will be setting up for the market tonight, so they will be out there. So again, that's happening tonight. So if you're going to be downtown, just be paying attention to everything. So again, food vendors are setting up tonight for the market tomorrow already. So,
it's so exciting. It's just a bustling, it feels kind of a couple of people have said, it's a Hallmark scene from a card or Norman Rockwell, right? It really feels like this kind of old-fashioned town scene of everyone getting ready for something joyous and wonderful. And, to pack everything together like this, at first I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many things in a row. And then I was like, you know what? Just go for it. Go big or go home, Baraboo, right? Let's do this thing. So I wanted to say the Great Day Building, Weikert Realtors Great Day, is a participant on the wine walk this evening. And so if it is chilly and you're feeling hungry and you're feeling like you need a place to sit, please come on by there. Of course, we'll have the wine. We already have it. It's ready to go. But we will have some snacks and, a water cooler and things to just take a break. So come on by and see us. Don't feel like you need to rush in and rush out. We'd love to see you and, be able to spend some time in our pretty lobby. So yeah, come on down.
The lobby looks wonderful. I was in there last night and it is amazing. Wendy was with me last night. We were putting a cart together, getting stuff ready for the parade that's happening on Saturday. And Wendy took a Christmas tree up there. We didn't get it all done last night because, we literally ran out of time last night. So we'll be in there tonight is our plan as well. And let's talk about the parade, because that is something that I'm excited. Join 99.7 Max FM and Civic Media for the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade. Tomorrow night, the parade starts at 6 p.m., and this will stream live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page in conjunction with Baraboo Broadcasting. It will be shown on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. This is brought to you by our lead broadcast sponsor, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and our streaming partners, Baraboo State Bank, Don Larson Superstore Baraboo, Solvents 2 Vehicle Repair Shop, and Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Tune in at 5:45 for the pre-parade show. We have a fantastic lineup of hosts. We are so excited to have some special guests coming back to the Max FM studios to broadcast the parade. I'm excited, Emily.
So fun.
I'm going to give you a couple of our quick tidbits as well.
Yeah.
So Corey Hartman is coming to town today. not Santa Claus, Corey Hartman. We can't confuse the two, and I know which list he's on, and I'm not going to say we'll let you all figure that one out. So he will be coming to town. Him and I are going to be working our tails off after you and I get done with that remote. We'll be there into the evening tonight, so expect shenanigans over at the Great Day building in the Max FM studios. That's all I'm going to say, because when all of us are there together, it is fun. The other thing that we're working on, I have had people ask me, when is the Christmas music going to start in downtown Baraboo?
Yes.
The plan for that is, my best drum roll there, that'll be on Monday. We have moved all the equipment over to the Max FM studios. I was in there yesterday finishing up all of that, and that's in there. We have a brand new computer to play Christmas music. Corey Hartman was working late into the evening, fine-tuning that Christmas list. So we worked on that over this past couple of days. We're going to have people coming in today to wire up everything. So that is happening right around 8:30 this morning as we have
so
hanging with
Pavel.
Yes, you
will be there before yeah. me. That is absolutely
awesome.
Oh,
yeah, I told you.
Soon, though.
Yeah. Well, I've seen how fast you drive.
No, we're not doing that. I've talked about the lead foot. You have not seen it. So we're just going to, you know, we're just taking it easy, using a little cruise control when necessary. Keeping it safe out there. That's so exciting. Christmas music. I mean, all the things. Then, of course, you know, next week we're rolling into Thanksgiving. So the holidays are really upon us and it's a lot of fun. I also want to plug super quickly. I know you were in the lobby last night, Dave, and you probably saw, you know, all the amazing artwork up. So real quick, Ray McDaniel has an immersive art experience this evening and tomorrow evening from 6 to 9. So the artist himself, Ray, will be in the lobby. When you come in the lobby, I mean, you feel like you're in a piece of artwork because it's surrounding you and it kind of feels alive. So it's really beautiful. So come check his stuff out. All the more reason to stop by and get out and about to come check out some art and be part of all of the festivities in the downtown Baraboo Square area this weekend. So looking forward to it.
It is amazing, and I saw it last night, and I actually helped him, but kind of in the past week, just gave him a few ideas where to put stuff. I'm not sure why he was asking me, because you know what, I'm by no means an art expert,
nice.
But it turned out very nice. And thank you to those that are texting in today as well. We appreciate Amy and Becky texting in today. Becky, I don't know about that. That's all I'm going to say. And Amy, I'm sorry that you have to work. That is unfortunate, but again, if you are celebrating birthdays or anniversaries, know someone that is, text those into us, 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40 to talk about those.
Looking forward to it.
More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Back Road Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Back Road Baraboo or visit Baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Back Road Baraboo Motors.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Bender's Tap Inn in Reedsburg. Improve your golf swing this winter by practicing at the area's premier golf simulator. Enjoy state-of-the-art virtual golf, which tracks your form to help you get a better swing. Or have fun playing one of the other games like football or zombie volleyball. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $30 simulator gift certificates for just $15. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum hits.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:31 on Friday morning. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I'll be back with you at 7:40 this morning to talk about those and all of our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. Fun-filled weekend in Baraboo ahead. Wine walk tonight, light parade tomorrow night, Christmas market, so many things going on in the area. including in the Wisconsin Dells area, craft markets and all sorts of things going on in the Reedsburg, Portage, Sauk Prairie areas. Go to your local Chamber of Commerce websites. Check all those out. I can't even keep up with this list on social media today of all the various events that are happening. I'm excited. It's going to be a beautiful weekend ahead. We'll have a look at weather after sports on Max FM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. We have several upcoming auctions, personal property as well as real estate. Auctions include our couple consignment auctions, Reedsburg consignment auction on December 5th, also a Hillsborough consignment auction on December 18th, Boy auction ending on December 10th. These catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Upcoming real estate auctions include 40 acres in the town of Arena and also 80 acres located just outside of Wisconsin Dells. Both of these properties are excellent hunting and recreational parcels with building sites and much more. You can view details of all these real estate listings as well as Archer.com. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Day two of the WIAA State High School Football Championships on tap from Camp Randall in Madison today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In Division III at 10 a.m. this morning, Catholic Memorial takes on Notre Dame for that championship. D2 title game featuring Rice Lake and Slinger at 1 o'clock. And then it's Bayport and Muskego to wrap things up in Division I at 4 this afternoon. Yesterday, Edgar, Lemira, Stratford, and Racine St. Catharines capturing gold balls. Football Badgers have won 10 straight in their series with Nebraska. The two teams hook up in Lincoln again on Saturday. Bowl eligibility online for the winner. Packers wrap up the practice week today, preparing for Sunday's matchup against the 49ers. Jair Alexander missed another day of practice with a sore knee. Rookie Edgerrin Cooper also added to the injury list with a hamstring issue. 19th-ranked basketball Badgers face Central Florida in the semifinals of the Greenbrier tip-off this afternoon. That one gets underway at 4 p.m. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping into the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:35 on Friday morning. As you heard Sean mention, beautiful weekend ahead. You know, not too warm, not too chilly. Perfect weekend to get out and do all the fun stuff happening. Here's Golden Earring on Max FM.
Out.
destination unknown. Double cross messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night with heavy on its guilty mind. This far from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated. And he says, help, I'm stepping into the twilight zone. This is a madhouse, feels like being cold. I've beaten up in roof and the moon and star. Where am I going? I'll let her go too far. You will come and go. And the bullet has been born.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:39 on Friday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. We will be talking about our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. I want to give a quick heads up of some things that I'm seeing floating around on social media this morning that is somewhat important. Some of our local sheriff's offices are reminding people that they've been getting calls regarding a scam, and scammers are identifying themselves as Sheriff's Department employees, and they're trying to get people to pay some sort of fee. If you receive a call from someone asking for money or personal information, do not provide any details. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up immediately, call your local sheriff's department non-emergency number to verify any claims, and report the scam to your local police or sheriff's department. Do not provide personal information or payments to these folks. If they are looking for you for a warrant, etc., they're not calling you. They're going to come and find you. Right, Emily?
Sounds like you. Is this from personal experience? Just kidding. Totally kidding.
No, they know where to find me.
Where's that guy that's on the radio? Oh, I know where he's at. He talks about the address of the station all the time on the radio. I know exactly where he is. Well, thank you for that tip. No, that's a good tip, because that kind of stuff is real creepy. I mean, yeah, just be aware of all the scammers out there. There's so many ways that people are trying to get to you. So, you know, the phone calls are kind of seem like I thought they faded out, but I guess they're back. I think scammers kind of just try all the stops and see what works, right?
They do. So, yeah, just be vigilant about that. And as a quick reminder, you have a chance to join Emily and I today. This is No Scam. We are going to be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Back Road Baraboo Motors to help Pathway Homes of South Central Wisconsin. Please consider a donation to help fill the truck. We need your help. We really want everyone to help with that. Stop by, say hi. We will hook you up with Chula Vista Water Park tickets if you do make a donation. And we will even autograph, if you want us to, take a picture with you. and giving away a few Civic Media shirts as well. And also, I have some late-breaking news as well. Just quickly scanning my screen. I've been asked to pass along for the parade tomorrow that no parking takes effect in downtown Baraboo at 3 p.m. And you can go check out the Downtown Baraboo Inc. Facebook page or DBI page to see a map. Please be aware of this. You do not want to get your car towed. So 3 p.m., no parking in downtown Baraboo. Please pay attention to all the signs. I also have observed these signs in my neighborhood. These no parking signs are legit. They're from the police department. They're not a scam either. So please be cognizant of that.
Very good. Thank you for the warning. And I have to say, it sounds like maybe sometime in your life you were like doing this line over and over again. This is not a scam. This is not a scam. It just sounds really like practice and pro. So not sure what that's all about. Just wanted to throw that out there before we talked about our celebrity and local birthdays and anniversaries.
I'll throw it
today.
Out there super quickly. When people call that are telemarketers, they regret calling me by the time they've got done with me. Another story for another day. We'll get into celebrity.
Okay, I've got a story about that too. So
perfect.
Let's table that until we have a little more time and not so much going on to talk about.
Exactly.
But yeah, right now we need to talk about some celebrity birthdays. I think quickly first, there's some really incredible actors on the very top of the list that I want to shout out to. Scarlett Johansson is 40 today. Everybody knows her from a million things, but of course, Marvel movies, hands down, Black Widow. She's amazing at everything she does. And then again, another Marvel hero, the Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo. He's 57, which really kind of surprised me because, like, I know he's the Hulk, but he's pretty hunky and he's 57. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, happy birthday to him, too. And then who else do I see on here? Oh, I wanted to talk about especially like two other great actors, television actors. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Dacre Montgomery is 30. He played Billy on Stranger Things, who we know turned into the evil monster, and he is just a great actor. And Jamie Campbell Bauer, 36, who played Vecna on Stranger Things. So, Stranger Things peoples, happy birthday. Great actors, great entertainment. If you get a chance to watch Marvel, Stranger Things, all those things, that's my wheelhouse for entertainment. So, I'm happy to see those people getting their birthdays celebrated today.
I'm so excited. Jamie Lee Curtis is 66 today. True Lies. I mean, one of the best movies ever. So that one I was excited about. And of course, we have Billie Jean King, 81, tennis legend. So a lot of great birthdays today. We're going to fast forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow will be November 23rd, in case anyone's curious. We have a lot of things going on. But birthdays, Miley OMG. Cyrus is 32 years old.
She's getting old. She better chill out. Just kidding.
Well, I'm going to play a little Miley when we come out of this break because I've got the perfect song chosen I'll just say for a few of my friends here that I know so very well. So I'll let you all figure out which song that is and who I'm talking about.
I love Nicole. Her. She's controversial, but I love her. I mean, she's been doing entertainment since she was a kid. Like, she's just got it. She's good. And grew up with it with her dad. I think she's great. Who else do we have? I don't recognize a lot of these names, but I'm going to throw them out there. Chris Hardwick is 53. Happy birthday to him. Oh, he's the host of Walking Dead, excuse me. singled out in the 90s. He was the host of that, too. I loved that. That's fantastic. And then, let's see. I'm not going to talk about that one. How about Corrupt is 52, young urban troubadour from the Dog Pound. So I'm assuming that's with Snoop. Not sure 100% on that, but goes by too. Calhoun, also the Kingpin, and also Young Gotti. So that dude's got a lot of personalities going on. Anyways, all of the personalities for Corrupt. Happy birthday, 52 today.
And we have John Henton, 64, the mislap on the Hughes and the Overton, living single. Bruce Hornsby is 70 years old. He's a piano player and singer with Bruce Hornsby in the Range. They had the 1985 hit, The Way It Is, from the same album, and Madeline Rain and Every Little Kiss. I mean, that is just so fantastic. Bruce Valanche is 76. He used to write the jokes for the Oscars, so right on my own alley. He was also a regular on the Hollywood Squares. And looks like a Muppet Lost.
I'm sorry. I love that show. I was a game show geek back in the day. I mean, we only had five channels and game shows were on, you know, I thought they were more entertaining than the soap operas. So watch the game shows. Price is Right. 10:05 in the morning. Gotta love it. Yep.
Not go to school so you can stay home and watch the Price is Right. Yeah, exactly.
That was a cozy memory of every now and again when I got to stay home watching the Price is Right in the summertime.
Yes, it was.
It's a terrible way to start out your day when you were 10 before you went outside. Yeah. On to Sunday. So November 24th is Sunday. That's going to be a day of rest for those of us who are in Baraboo all weekend. Sunday will be a chill day for sure.
Let's see here.
Just try. Nap time. The son of Tom Hanks, his name is Colin. He played Officer Gus Grimley on Fargo. Fantastic actor. And I feel sad for him that he's just like referred to as the son of Tom Hanks because he's got his own persona and his own great acting skills. He was also in Dexter and Mad Men, also two great series that I was very much obsessed with both of them when they were on television. Who else? Let's see. Denise Crosby on Sunday will be turning 67. Again, you know, attached to the guy named Bing Crosby, but she does her own thing. She is an actor. Tasha Yar on Star Trek, The Next Generation, and a cannibal named Mary on The Walking Dead. So another Walking Dead birthday. Who else we see on Sunday?
We've got Dennis Crosby, which you just talked about. There is not a huge list on here. I should probably scroll down. I see Pete Best is 83, drummer replaced by Ringo Starr and the Beatles. I'm sure Kevin will play something from that on Saturday. Oscar Robertson is 86. He was the legendary NBA point guard and still the only player in NBA history to average triple-double for an entire season. And anyone that knows 86. Basketball knows that's an accomplishment. And I have one local birthday I need to pass along. It's Tyson Cruz's birthday. Happy birthday, Tyson. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Absolutely. Happy birthday. What a fun day to have a birthday. I mean, having a birthday on a weekend or weekend leading into the weekend on a Friday is always so fun. I remember always counting the days like, okay, my birthday this year is going to land on a, and you'd hope it was a Friday or Saturday, right? So if you're a kid, you could have a sleepover. If you were a grown up, you could go out later or whatever it is you do on your birthday, Tyson. I hope you have a wonderful day today. Enjoy all the happenings in Baraboo or wherever you may be. Happy birthday.
Yes, it's a Friday. So that is a good thing. Sure beats being on a Monday. And as a reminder, Emily and I will be at Back Road Baraboo Motors filling the truck from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please stop out and see us. We're giving away Chula Vista water park passes. So you guys stop out and say hi to us. And you can even get your picture taken with us. We'll have our Civic Media t-shirts on. You're not going to miss us. Trust me. This will be a spectacle.
Call us a spectacle. Speak for yourself. But we are going to be wearing maroon Civic Media t-shirts. You won't be able to miss us. We're going to be having fun. And you know what? We're going to be live on the radio. So like, come and be like, hey. And then somebody can hear you in the background saying, hey. You know, it's pretty cool that we get to do that. So share the love of the airwaves with the community. So come by and say hi and then feel good doing it by donating some food to the truck that we are trying to fill to help the people in need this winter. So give us a hand, give them a hand, and come give us a shout at Backrop Baraboo Motors today at 11 to 1.
Yes, indeed. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10. And at 8:30-ish, we will have Hanging with Havel and Maddie. We're going to talk about the Packer game coming up this weekend as well. Look forward to talking to you soon, Emily.
Sounds like a plan.
It is more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling polished and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Enjoy some acoustic Elvis at Konamichi Craft Bar after the downtown Baraboo Christmas Light Parade this Saturday, November 23rd. Celebrate the upcoming holidays in delicious style with some of Konamichi Craft Bar's featured drinks, a snickerdoodle martini, peppermint barktini, or a cranberry old fashioned. Don't miss the live acoustic Elvis show after the parade at Konamichi on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with the exceptional music and art.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
In vain, we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. Came in like a wreck.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
My baby.
you're black or white. My life being a color.
Didn't you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's new pick for Attorney General is Pam Bondi. She will be hitting Capitol Hill shortly, talking to the senators who will decide on her confirmation. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more on another cabinet pick not yet announced.
Treasury's the last big one to come, and we expected a decision on this days ago. Trump has interviewed the finalists, there's four of them, several times. I am told that there is a major disagreement that has broken out among the transition over who they think Trump should pick. It's been described by one Trump advisor as a knife fight, but of course, ultimately, this decision will be one person and one person's to make alone, and that's Donald Trump.
Ukraine.